Day 6, The Adventure. In our previous readings, we've followed the story of Adam through the opening pages of Genesis. Have you ever considered that Adam was given the most incredible birthday present ever? God gave him this wild, beautiful world. Rivers, jungles, mountains, oceans, all his to discover and explore. No song has been written. No mountain has been climbed. No one has figured out geometry or physics or how to make coffee. The whole wild world lies before him to rule, to subdue, to have a fierce mastery over. As men, we are wired for adventure. These adventures come in three different forms. There's casual adventure. You love to fish, ski, or travel. These are the daily or weekly things that feed and nourish the masculine soul. Next is crucial adventure. This goes deeper and is tied to our calling, career, or mission in life. You want to go to grad school, start a company, or join the military. Every man needs a mission to his life. Be careful here, as your mission may not be your career. Paul made tents for a living. And finally, there is critical adventure. This is the deepest of all. It involves intimate partnership with God. Look at the story of Joseph, David, Paul, and the disciples. The amount of risk you are willing to live with is a direct correlation to what you believe about God. You cannot master enough principles to figure every dynamic situation out, nor do you need to. You have something far better. You have friendship with Jesus. It's never too late to pursue adventure. I've seen men 65, 75, 85 years old get their hearts back and begin to live as they always wanted to, living as the sons of God, living as really good men. God has wired you for adventure in very specific ways. Now it's time to follow him into the adventures he has for you. Scriptures, Genesis 12, verse 1 and 4. Deuteronomy 10, 12 and 13. Psalm 37, verse 4. 2 Samuel 5, verses 17 through 20 and 22 through 23. Matthew 14, verses 28 and 29. Luke 12, verses 16 through 21. Galatians 5, verse 16 and 23.